princes of darkness and repossess the earth.
In that moment.
Thank you. Hi kids, welcome to episode 45 of Insert Noise Here, an extra spooky episode. I've been meaning to do this for about 44 episodes now. This is the Lovecraft-inspired episode, but, you know, with your usual blah 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 talking by me. So far you've just heard two songs for about 20 minutes in. That's the kind of show it's going to be. Started off with Camel of Doom, awesome name, Monolith, and then Ningen Usu, I guess, with the Dunwich Horror, and now this.
If I were a deep one, blah 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 blah, all day long I'd swim beneath the sea. If I were a deep one, terrify the tourists. Blah 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 blah. If I were a nicky icky fish, scaly slippery frog, I kind of man, I'd make my lair a deep dark cave with some fungus right in the heart of Devil's Reef. A foul abode of pestilent coral walls. The Ramulos and Arabesque floriation spiraling so far beyond belief, with ichor seeping from my chamber halls. I'd fill the reef with wrecks and corpses and ships and men for my friends to see and hear, begging mercy as water fills their lungs. And each loud ah and e and help me God no would scare off the townsfolk far and near, as if to say there live the deep ones. Ugh. If I were a deep one, blub 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 bloody 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 blub, all day long I'd swim beneath the sea. If I were a deep one, drag away some tourists. Blah 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 blood, bloody bloody blood. If I were a nicky icky fish, scaly slippery frog, a kind of man, I see Mike in the marshes hopping like some fish frog things with their bulging milky eyes, worshipping Dagon with the unholy rites. I see them putting on crowns and shuffling like a Shoggoth. Ah, what a hellish sight they are, croaking at the sea both day and night. The most psychotic men in town would come a-looking for me. They would ask me to adjure them, like the mad Arab himself. If you please, old man Marsh, well, tell me, old man Marsh, asking questions that would drive the mad insane. Blah, 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 blah. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're deep, they think you really know. If I were fish, I'd have the gills that I lack to swim down below to deep relay, and maybe have a seat on Cthulhu's tomb. And I'd discuss the relay text with some deep one friends countless hours every day, fixing for the human's final doom. If I were a deep one, blub 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 bloody body bubbly blood, all day long I'd swim beneath the sea. If I were a deep one, get to eat the tourists. Blub 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 bobbing bodies bloody blub. Cthulhu, you make the people run. You saw fit that flippers have I none. Don't you reckon that I'd get more done if I were a deep one?
retired early, being very sleepy. But I was harassed by dreams of the most horrible sort. I seemed to be looking down from an immense height upon a twilled grotto, knee-deep with filth, where a white-bearded demon swineherd drove about with his staff, a flock of fungus, flabby beasts whose appearance filled me with unutterable loathing. Then, as the swineherd paused and nodded over his task, a mighty swarm of rats rained down on the stinking abyss and fell to devouring beasts and men alike.
Distant, and the stars look very pretty from Relay. so close and yet so far away. E-R-E-A. Cthulhu Fatagin, or is that Cthulhu Fatine? I can never quite remember, cause I'm not in my right mind since I met you. No one corrupts the way you do. You know it's true. Oh, it's what you'll do to me. Oh, and all humanity. Oh, you'll rise up from the sea. Oh, kill everyone slowly, except the ones like me. Hey there, Cthulhu, I've been studying your gospel. The Necronomicon, it gives me nightmares, something awful where I see the death of all reality. It fills me with glee. So when the stars are right, you'll come and do your worst, but that's okay, because I know you'll lead the cultists like me first when you get here. I know that day is drawing near. I have no fear. Oh, it's what you'll do to me. Oh, and all humanity. Oh, you'll rise up from the sea. Oh, kill everyone slowly. A billion light years seems so far below the sea. Beyond the stars of these humans' putrid souls, you'll drink your fill. The fools will all make fun of me, but I'll just laugh maniacally, cause no one's ever suffered like they will. Cthulhu, I can promise you that by the time this cult gets through, the world will never, ever be the same. Praise your dark name. Boy, that's really quite a mouthful. Can't quite cram it in my noggin. Not today. I try to say it anyway. I feel my soul begin to fray. Still I await that fractious day. Cthulhu Calais. Oh, you'll rise up from the sea. Oh, kill everyone but me. Everyone but me. Oh, 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 oh.
She was the one, you know? But then she joined this esoteric cult, and everything started to change. I felt like I hardly knew her anymore, with all the chanting and late-night rituals, the sudden appearance of gills above her clavicle. I told her one night, "Baby, I'm sorry, but it's either Dagon or me." And she made her choice. I was the new kid in school, a first-year freshman theosophy major at Miskatonic U. Wandering through my life in a daze there until I met you. And your bulging watery eyes felt like I was tied down with my insides hanging out like a human sacrifice. I asked you on a date in a croaking guttural whisper, you said, "Pick me up at 8. I remember how your hair and your spine curled and your shambling gait. Baby, you had me from the start, and I don't care about your ancient hideous gods. They'll never keep us apart, cause you're my quasi-ichthyan angel. You're my half-amphibian queen. You're the overlord center of my dreams. You're my starry-eyed, web-foot wonderful. You swallow my sanity. You're my fish, frog, sweetheart. Baby, let me be your filthy, gibbering lunatic priest. There was magic in the air the first time I ran my hands through your patches of stringy yellow hair. The first time I kissed your blistering lips when you whispered in my ear that you would be mine. But when you finished transforming, you were out the door and you never even said goodbye. Here I am today, while you're swimming in some non-Euclidean sunken city named Roulier. And there's a cyclopean hole in my soul.
Neil Thorchip, I am the lost in this crawling chaos, and I tell the audience void about he who whispers in the dark.
You can hide, try to run. Tradition from the shadow wild of time. Out of time.
torture in the shadow out of time. Out of time. You can never escape your own. You whispers in the dark. From the woods, with a thousand yards, far beyond space and time, he's going to get you. He's going to get you. He's going to get you. He's in your head. Until you're dead, let's go high in the shadow out of time. Out of time. You can never escape from you whispers in the dark.
We'll be right back. unconscious neural interference. You are receiving this broadcast as a dream. We are transmitting from year 1999. You are receiving this broadcast in order to alter the events you receive. Our technology has not developed a transmitter strong enough to reach your conscious state of awareness. But this is not a dream. You are seeing what is actually occurring. So, this is a causality violation.